You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Humanitarian Radio. I'm your host, Tony St. Tone.
And I'm Janie Beauclair. Hope you're having an awesome Sunday. So I wanted to talk about a few things right off the bat. We've got a really cool show today. Tony found us this great little spiel by Jim Carrey, which he's going to play for us. And I think it's a really eye-opening experience to hear this little thing from Jim. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Tony?
Yeah, it's a speech that I found on Facebook when I was cruising around surfing the web. And it's Jim Carrey talking to the graduates of a university. He's giving a commencement speech. And these are little snippets of things that he said. And it's really cool. So we'll be playing that in a little bit. Definitely something worth checking out.
We also have some really cool guests as well. They are called Harmonic Humanity.
Yeah.
I love the name, but they're doing something really fabulous for the homeless. One of the gentlemen was homeless and is now off the streets and doing some really great stuff for his fellow human beings. So we're really excited to have them up as well. Now, you might have noticed last weekend we had a bit of a celebration. It was called Labor Day. How many of you labored on Labor Day? I always hate that. You're supposed to take
anti-labor.
That day off and chill.
Yep.
But most people end up working, whether it's yard work or housework or, you know, laundry, whatever. So you do end up laboring on Labor Day. But it also is a big signifier of the near of the end of summer officially.
Meh.
Yeah, it's always a bummer to end the summer, but I love the fall part because it brings on a whole different realm of life.
Mm-hmm.
New pretty colored leaves followed by pretty colored snow.
For those of you living in those types of states.
Those of us in California can rub that in a little because we don't feel that pain quite so hard unless we want it.
Yeah.
But it's also that time of year when people are back to school. And the government gives us a very small but welcomed break in that for 1 week of the year, there's no sales tax in our country. And that week this year is September 19th through the 21st. It's actually a weekend. The great thing about that is most people go out and they buy their school stuff for their children and their supplies during that week, and they don't have to pay any sales tax on whatever they buy. But did you know that that applies to everything? As in, if you need a new washer and dryer, if you need a new refrigerator, if you need a new gas grill, whatever you need that's a high ticket item, it's a great time to go and buy because you can, you know, say you buy a $700 refrigerator, you can save $50 in sales tax. So
is everyone aware of that, though?
I don't know. That's why we're telling them now.
No, what I'm saying is if I go to Walmart and I go, hey, you can't charge me sales tax.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have a business. As a business, I get this flyer from the government every year. It tells me what week the sales tax elimination is.
So if I walk into Kohl's or Walmart or Bloomingdale's, I can say, listen, I just heard it on Humanitarian Radio
yes,
that there's no sales tax.
From the 19th to the 21st of September.
September. Okay.
It's official.
And you can have them contact Janie. If they have any questions, just tell the store manager, Janie Beauclair. Here's her phone number, and she'll handle it for you.
A national government affair.
Okay. I've been around a day or two,
and
I have not heard of it.
If you don't feel it, then before you make your purchase, go to the customer service desk and ask them.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great idea. Listen, I had no idea. So I think it's great. I see a big screen TV in my future.
Do you?
Yeah, with no sales tax. Pretty exciting. So I don't know what's in your future, but, you know.
What's in your wallet?
Hey, guys, if there's something that you've always wanted, now's the opportunity to tell your wife, like, listen, it's the best time to buy that large screen TV because there's no sales tax.
Listen,
we'll be saving money.
I even got something from the water company this year saying, hey, consider getting your solar energy panels this year at this week. Because then you'll get your rebates also from the electric company and the water company.
Really? Okay. So we're trying to bring spending back, people.
Yes, we are. And I did hear on TV the other day, because, you know, everything you hear on TV is 100% accurate.
Oh, yeah. Like, I believe everything that I read on the web.
were saying that the American economy is coming back. People are spending again because the unemployment rate is down. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I don't know who's keeping track of that, but okay. And that the spending is up. And so they're predicting a great holiday season. You know what that means? It means that next week, Christmas stuff will be in all our stores.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Listen, they keep pushing that holiday closer and closer.
Thanksgiving, forget about it. We're going straight to Christmas.
That's why some of those parrot heads celebrate Christmas in July. They're like, well, why even wait? Let's just do it 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah, why not? Might as well, right?
Exactly. Six months ahead, I think that's a good time to start planning your Christmas shopping.
Totally, totally, totally.
So I want to get into this this bit by Jim Carrey, because, again, I think it was really cool to hear him. And then right after that, we're going to go and have our interview with Harmonic Humanity. And these guys are just great, what they're doing. I can't wait for you guys to hear what they have going on.
You know, I didn't realize that Jim Carrey was a spiritual guy.
I didn't either until I heard this, and I was really taken back a little. But then as I looked into it, he does a lot of commencement speeches, and he is a very spiritual person, and I didn't realize that. It's really funny because I went to his website. It's actually his Facebook afterwards, and I saw he's doing Dumb and Dumber again, which I think is so funny. I didn't realize that he's back. The movie's already shot. They had done a Dumb and Dumber sequel back in the day, but it wasn't with Jim Carrey.
And who was the blonde chick he was married to? She's on The View now.
She's Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Now, I cannot imagine the two of them meditating. I can't imagine either one of them sitting still long enough to pull off a 3-second meditation.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just really hard for me to wrap my head around. But I got to say that when you played this for me yesterday, I was really shocked to hear the language that he was saying.
Yeah, it was really impressive. So, well, just check it out. Again, this is a different side of Jim Carrey you might not have known.
Very positive, very powerful. And thanks for finding this for us, Tony. And here you go.
Here it is.
My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. We're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. Our eyes are not viewers, they're also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying that you can ask the universe for it. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Why not take a chance on faith? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices. Love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
So once again, that was Jim Carrey at the 2014 Maharashi University of Management graduation. Just some snippets from his speech there. We're going to take a very short break and we'll be right back with Harmonic Humanity.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So, hey, we are back. We are so happy to have with us today Joseph Jax and AJ Lovewinds. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for hosting this. This is awesome.
You know, we came across you guys and had to reach out to you because there are, you know, just not enough people doing the wonderful things that you guys are up to help the homeless. And we really wanted to showcase the effort that you've made and what results you're getting out of it, because honestly, everyday people can do the things that you guys are taking the initiative to do. And we'd like for people to hear, you know, what a benefit it's been to everybody's community, particularly in these five cities you're working with, which we'll let you talk about. But we'd like people to hear and get the fever to do this and, you know, something similar to help out their homeless people in their own towns and let this catch on like wildfire and, you know, make it a something that really works internationally. So why don't you start out by telling what your organization is and how you guys started it and your hopes and dreams for it and all that fun stuff.
You sure? You want to take that, AJ?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having us on the show, first of all. It's an honor. And I am the founder of the organization, along with Joseph, who's the co-founder. Harmonic Humanity is the name of our organization, and I experienced homelessness myself back in 2001 and 2002. I had been living and working in Los Angeles, in and around the film industry, and my life came to a point where it was sort of out of alignment to a degree, where I was you know, self-medicating and other things that weren't very healthy for me. And I ended up losing my housing and going into a deep depression. And for the next 2 years, I wandered the streets as a homeless man in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And I had an opportunity to experience what it's like to stand in soup lines and stay in shelters. And I got to see, you know, a lot of the inadequacies of you know, what's out there to help people going through that situation. You know, at that time, I was not really awake, I would say, and I didn't have a lot of tools to process life and things that, you know, would help me to not have fallen into that situation. So it was a devastating experience, and it was an awakening at the same time. I was able to, you know, come to have a new empathy and compassion for our brothers and sisters who are going out there, and to move beyond the stereotypes that I had previously held about homelessness, and find out that, you know, there were veterans out there, and children and mothers and people with master's degrees, people who have been teachers, people with mental illnesses and just experiencing joblessness or, you know, domestic abuse at home, all kinds of different reasons. And I found a family out there that really endeared me to their hearts. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get back on my feet with the help of my foster family and recovery programs and a lot of work over the next decade of my life that I worked on with Joseph, who had been studying human transformation, the human potential movement, for many years. And I began to integrate that sort of consciousness and work into my life. And it really helped me to wake up and to become a leader in the community. But wasn't long after I did get back on my feet that I started volunteering at a soup kitchen in Seattle. And one day there was a musician playing in the soup kitchen, and I noticed how, as I was stacking chairs and helping with dishes, that the music sort of transformed the energy in the room, and the people that had previously, you know, been, you know, sullen and depressed and sort of kicking their feet around and lost seemed to be able to connect with each other and come together and to be opened up in a way that allowed for these positive messages that these musicians that I was booking were bringing. And I was really focused on bringing, you know, what we call conscious musicians, musicians that were singing about, you know, ways to turn your life around and connect to the oneness of all things and mm-hmm. to be healthy and things like that. And 5 years later, I was in a landmark education program. I had been running that soup kitchen program during that time. I was presented with an opportunity to create a community project, something that I would enroll, you know, people that I know into and eventually hand over to the community, and it would be something that would benefit all people. And that was when we came up with the idea to produce albums based really on the phenomenon of the street newspapers that are global, where people who are homeless often contribute, and then the papers are published, they're able to sell them, you know, homeless, disabled, low-income people, and then, you know, keep 100% of the money. So the idea was, at that time, we produced a CD. The CD would be like that, but it would help people, you know, raise 10 times that money. You know, we were in the beginning giving the CDs away for a dollar on manufacturing costs, and then homeless vendors would buy them for, or would buy them for a dollar and then sell them for 10 and keep 100% of the money. Down while they were having this energy and this information of this conscious music come through them on the device of a CD and connecting with the community positive way. And right out the gate, we raised over $100,000 in Seattle. We had, you know, the major news come out, and we knew at that point that we wanted to duplicate the program in different cities in the United States. And that's really been the work since that point. Joseph has been instrumental as my best friend in my personal transformation, and as co-founder has really brought an element of psychology and education into the work. And, you know, in addition to raising the money, we've been blessed to have some great names like Jason Mraz and Maroon 5 jump on board recently, and it seems like we're going to keep on moving in that direction.
Yeah, I think I think that's awesome that you're actually getting guys like that involved, and that they're conscious. I mean, Jason seems to be very conscious of these types of organizations or things that are going on around him. Real quick, going back to the original CD and the original concept, you said you raised $100,000. Now, how did you go about doing that? How did you go about collecting all the music? Was that difficult to find musicians who give their music away for this type of cause, or did you find that was pretty easy?
You know, as soon as I stepped into a position of doing this work, I found that people just really showed up. It was, you know, serendipitous, really, and it was pretty easy to find the musicians. A lot of them at that time were not so well known. They were, musicians like Singing Bear, out of Northern California, and Luke and the Lovingtons out of Seattle, Washington. Mel Watson from Australia, the James Howard Band. I mean, these are real, you know, like dedicated conscious musicians that we had found for this first CD. And I think it was just really about the love and what we were doing, and that it was mechanically sound idea that helped us, you know, to get those numbers up. And I should just correct, those numbers are between our first two CDs, Love Wins and Relief, which was our second.
And when you brought these CDs, so I'm just walking us through or walking our listeners through it. You got the CDs, you put them in hand, and you're like, okay, we're going to start giving these to these different people on the streets. Now, going up and approaching people on the street where you're just like, hey, we have the CD, we're going to give it to you and just sell it for a profit. And did they find easy, or how did that work?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me clarify that. So the original concept was to sister with existing street newspaper programs. Because they already have the infrastructure built, and they already have the trust of the community, and they already have the relationship with all of the homeless population as vendors. So there's already an economic sort of system that's in place. We sistered with the Real Change newspaper in Seattle, Washington as our first partner, and that's where, you know, that's where the program started and began to have its initial success. And so in San Francisco, we sistered with the San Francisco Street Sheet, which is part of the Coalition on Homelessness out of San Francisco. In St. Louis, there's a street newspaper there called What's Up Magazine. So these papers are all over the United States, and our work is to work with them as distributors. But we also have independent distributors, individuals that, you know, run soup kitchens or, you know, have other programs where they have access to people who are on the streets, and that's also a part of our distribution model.
Gotcha. And I think that's – so did these guys that had the CDs, as they started going out to the streets, because I would imagine selling a newspaper for a dollar is one thing, but now selling a CD for $10 is another, and I wasn't sure, like, if there were
is there a hurdle involved?
Yeah, if there were any resistance there going, well, you're giving me a CD for $10, where'd you get it? Or, you know, like, if people were just hesitant about reacting to that.
Like how the public reacts.
I think it's about sharing of the story. It's really, when you hear the story, when you really dive into, and the homeless individual has the story within them, they're able to share that, and in a way that lands. And so there is an orientation that we're going to, that we give the individual, and we kind of set them up. Here's the story, and here's how you go about marketing this CD. And it really gives them the tools. It gives them the narrative to go out and to make a difference and to sell the CD. So it really, it's a beautiful story to share. And if they get that and they're able to relay that to the person they're selling it to, 9 times out of 10, they pull out the $10 bill and they realize that that money is going directly to that person to make a difference in their life immediately. And
right.
That's huge.
Yeah, and the fact that they're actually the person giving, it's a win-win situation. They're actually receiving something tangible, and they're not only just getting the good feeling of giving and having that exchange, but also going, wow, I'm actually getting a CD out of this. And I think it's a great, yeah, great idea. So
I saw one of the videos on your – I saw one of the –
And they also get the – what's wonderful about this is they get conscious music where – we really do, AJ and I, take the time to listen. If somebody gives us their whole album, which we ask them to give us their latest album, we go through every song, and we really, like, find that one song that fits within the context of our album. Like, our first album was Love Wins. Our second album was Relief. So we go into and we find that song that meets that context of Relief or Love Wins, and we've just, you know, the first and the second album are absolutely beautiful,
They really are. The artists have come together and shared their music, and so the homeless person, when they present the buyer, they present them with a product that's wonderful, and it's literally a gift that can just keep giving. So it's a professional product. It's a beautiful win-win-win all the way, around the circle.
I wanted to say that I had seen one of the videos on your website where there's a stage and a bunch of people are on the stage, and there's a gentleman that is holding up his house keys saying, you know, this got me to have my own place to live, and look, I have my house keys, or something to that effect. But I have to say that just watching him and his excitement and him sharing that I was able to get a roof over my head as a result of selling these CDs, it definitely, I mean, I got chills in my body, and I felt very much like, wow, look at how you've changed this guy's life. And that is so big and impactful that you're arming people to be able to stand up for their own selves and get their own, life back together. Because a lot of times people try to help people by throwing them in different situations, but they don't arm them with the proper tools to be able to get themselves on their own, handling it on their own two feet.
Self-empowering.
Yeah, and what I really like with what you guys are doing is you're arming them with what they need. You're educating them on how to do this. You're giving them the tools, and you're letting them have their own pride because they were able to pull this off on their own, as opposed to just throwing them into a situation saying, here, swim, see if you can do it, you know? I think that's really strong that you're self-empowering them.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, and you really hit it on the nose with tools. The next CD that we're going to produce is going to be called Hero, and the whole concept behind that is in teaching people that they can become the heroes of their own life stories. And Joseph is really the architect behind a lot of the concept on the third CD. And Joseph, you want to talk a little bit about that?
I love it. There's three elements that the individual goes through in their awakening. And the first element is really to lift their standards, what they really demand about themselves. And that's an important piece. What are you demanding about yourself, your evolution, your higher calling to your awakening? And the second one is really letting go of your powering, or to say, negative belief system. And when you do that, it's an amazing opportunity to step into a new level of awareness for yourself, letting go of the things that no longer serve you. And when you do that, you're letting go of things that in your mind, in your consciousness, that tell you that you can't. You cannot do this. There's something that holds you back. And the consciousness says that you're not good enough. Whatever the narrative is, that limiting belief is something that you're able to let go of. So the first part is raise your standards, what you demand about yourself. The second one is shift your limiting beliefs. And when you do that, like magic, the whole world starts to shift. And it revolves itself around the potential that exists inside of you. And the third element is shift your strategy. Now, for Harmonic Humanity, our strategy is based on the hero's journey. And what is the hero's journey? The hero's journey was defined by Joseph Campbell as a metaphor for transformation. That's what the hero's journey is all about. Now, for your viewer, for your listener, and they're like, well, what do you mean? Most likely, the listener has watched the movie The Matrix or watched the movie Star Wars. Joseph Campbell worked with George Lucas on the movie Star Wars, and the Matrix is a perfect example of the hero's journey. There's an individual who really is faced with an illusion, and that's where the hero's journey really starts, is where the hero starts with this illusion that the reality they thought was a reality was in fact an illusion,
right.
And there's something that's missing in life. You know, they're like, what, you know, what is it? And you know, Trinity, if you follow the movie The Matrix, most people have seen that. It's an iconic film for sure. And, you know, what, and she says, well, what were you looking for? You know, what is it? And Neo said, it's the Matrix. And so The Matrix is the idea is that you're evolving from the illusion, and that's the first step of the hero's journey, and that's the threshold. There's three thresholds within the hero's journey. The first one is separation, and that's the separation from the illusion. You separate yourself. Either you take the red pill, which is the empowerment, which is the truth, or you take the blue pill. You stay in the illusion. You stay in the disempowerment. You stay in the that limiting state of belief. And so Morpheus decided to take the red pill.
And it's really that easy. You know, it really is that cut and dry.
It's amazing. And so we go into the three thresholds of the hero's journey, which in fact is the strategy that I was referring to. And so the three thresholds are separation, initiation, and return. What I was just speaking into was the separation, that you separate yourself from the illusion. AJ is in his hero's journey. He separated himself from his disempowering story of living on the streets and getting away from the things that no longer served him in his greater narrative. And then he let go of his limiting beliefs. He embraced his initiation. He had mentors. He had, Landmark, and I was there to just support him and give him encouragement. There's always a mentor in the hero's journey that allows you to take that next step in your own evolution. And then the third threshold that the hero goes through in this model of the hero's journey is return. And the return is signified by the hero coming back and sharing his story with humanity. How the humanity wants to know how you did it. And so the hero comes back, just like AJ is coming back now and sharing the story with your audience. Here's how I did it. I had the mentors. I educated myself. I let go of limiting beliefs. I shifted my strategy. And so I really want the audience to get that we're producing a book called The Hero's Game Book, and that will allow those that are going through and selling the CDs to have a lead coach and to go through the book and to, you know, what they believe about themselves, shift their strategy, let go of their limiting beliefs, and really embrace the hero's journey, which is the transformational element. So thank you for, you know, holding space for, you know, me going through that, but it's an important part of our work, and it's an important part of what we're bringing, what we will bring the world through Harmonic Humanity, which is the Hero's Game Book, which is in fact a strategy for transformation.
You know,
that are on the streets.
Our listeners will totally get all of that, because we talk a lot about you're a product of your environment when you're growing up, you know, no matter what that situation is. But people don't generally grow up homeless as a child, and so therefore they become homeless because that was their environment. It's usually a whole different circumstance that gets you there, and it really has to be a mind shift from within in order to get you out of there. It's a really strong shift you have to take, and congratulations, AJ, on accomplishing that and, you know, teaching other people exactly how to get to there. I think that's just amazing that you had the strength to shift your mind and put yourself in a different zone of what you will accept for yourself and what you won't.
I wanted to really quickly interject also. I think the fact that you are creating this book, in addition to empowering these guys, but now you're asking them to ask the question to take it a step further. It's like, here's a CD to help you for today, but let's go deeper. Let's see how you ended up here and how you get out of here. Instead of just, you know, handing them a fish, you're teaching them how to fish. You're teaching them how to get out of this situation. So I love the idea that you're actually empowering these guys to go even deeper, to go, hey, you might have sold this CD for 2 months and it's provided you some type of income, but now how do we get you even more evolved and more out of the situation that you're in.
And paying it forward to teach others how to do the same, because obviously you're perpetuating a cycle, and the more it catches on, the better off our world's going to be.
Well, and these guys like AJ can come back and go, hey, guy, I was where you were, so I can tell you exactly. I know what you're going through, and I've made it out, and I'm reaching back to help you come out. And it just hopefully takes on a life of its own and starts to snowball as people come back after they've left to help out. I think that's the wonderful thing about this whole journey is them coming back and saying, hey, I want to help you come out also. I had a question for you about Jason Mraz and these different celebrities. How did they get involved, and how did you get a chance to reach out to them and bring awareness to your organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Joseph has been part of a community called Cafe Gratitude, and he can tell you more of the story, but he met Jason Mraz through that community and was able to, you know, have some communication with him. And Joseph, please.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because it really comes back to the story, right? I really want to bring the audience back to this epic narrative that we're all in, because it really, there's a great quote from Don Miguel Ruiz. Do you guys know the book, The Mastery of Love?
Yes.
And the Four Agreements?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a great, it's just a phenomenal book, but he says that you're the only one who can change your story. And you do that by changing your relationship with yourself. And just like magic, the whole story starts to change in order to adapt to the new main character, which is you. And so it's just an awesome thing that we're in this narrative where it just kind of keeps opening up. And the more you are open to receive, it's just snowball. Like you said, it snowballs. And so I was in L.A., and we had, I was in, oh my gosh, where exactly was it? We were... we were all going, myself and Raylan Englehart and John Morrow of Cafe Gratitude, were all going to a concert to see Jason. And they're like, Jason, and they just all kind of went into the, Jason would love to hear your narrative of this idea of harmonic humanity. And so I went to the concert, and it's funny because I actually had to sneak in. I was like kind of in the back area, but I had to sneak in backstage with this girl. I was with this really beautiful girl, and I'm like, first, we have to sneak in. So we snuck in, we went downstairs, made a right, and there was Jason, literally just off back, you know, just coming back from a show. And I said, Jason, I would, you know, I'd love for you to check out the CD. We're doing this great work. And Jason, you know, he fell in love. He fell in love with that idea. And he fell in love with actually not only the idea, but the third song on the CD, which is called The Freedom Song. And The Freedom Song was a song written by Luke Renaud of Luke and the Levingtons. And he contacted Luke, and he said, Luke, I love this idea. I love this concept of this freedom song. Luke is definitely a huge humanitarian who went to, and when Hurricane Katrina actually happened, went there, and he's the kind of guy who just shows up and he flies down there to give his time and spent like a week helping. Just, he's that kind of guy. He shows up and he gives his time and energy. And he was singing this song, the Freedom Song, with a group of kids in the shelter for about 500 people. And he was and he was singing this song, and he recorded it and put it on our Harmonic Humanity album. Jason loved the idea, loved the concept, and said, I contacted Luke and said, I want to sing the song all over the world. Do you mind? You know, and it was such a great, it's an epic, like, it's an epic rock story. And so, of course, Luke said, no, please do. That's the function of the song. That's what we want. And
after he fell off his chair. After Luke fell off his chair, right?
Yeah, and so Jason put that, literally sang that all over the world, that affected, you know, that connected Free the Slaves and our organization and Jason and everybody. And also, it was Jason put that on his last album, Love's a Four Letter Word. It's his first song, the Freedom Song, the first song, the first song that Jason's ever covered. And so, you know, it's an epic novel of all these things happening. It's synchronicity, it's serendipity, it's spirit in action. It's people coming together who have an idea and have art and have healing, and it's like this one function of caring and community. And it's beautiful. It really is. Inspires me personally, because I'm in the heart of this story, and I'm in the heart of this reality creation. And so I know we're the ones that are facilitating it, but we're asking everybody to come together, the community to come together and facilitate it as well. Because we're asking everybody, we're saying, hey, we are harmonic humanity, and what is your role within this narrative?
And what would you say would be what you need the most? What do you need people to do for you or connect you to or help you with that you think will give you the most success in this, in the upcoming projects?
AJ, you want to take that?
Yeah, well, you know, right now, of course, you know, we face, you know, the challenge that many, you know, nonprofits face, and that is fundraising. And so, you know, we're looking for people to, you know, help us take our project viral through social media and share with the masses so that the masses can take action. You know, the more people, you know, are willing to take the time to consider who this might resonate with, what, you know, communities they're a part of that they can share the project through, you know, the better end result for, you know, people on the streets, the more work we'll be able to do. It's you know, pretty clear. Beyond that, I think, you know, we're interested in building relationships with different organizations, building a coalition of organizations that are interested in moving this type of project forward and collaborating in new ways to do so and really help each other. Those are the two ways that I would say. Joseph, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. You know, people who care, who are coming together, who understand that we're in this, we're literally, I mean, in the context of the hero's journey, we're in this cultural initiation. We're in, you know, retelling the story in an empowering way in all fields, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, cultural. We're in this narrative, and it's calling forth the hero to come forward and halt pollution and stop, you know, and re-mythologize the story. So in all fields, in all areas, so it's not just about, you know, money is important for where we're at because that's the vehicle, but there's resources, there are people who care, there are people who are, you know, that want to give back. And so if you have resources, and you're wanting to, you know, you say you have money, great, we would love that. And we're building an organization of people who care and people who are understand the importance of social architecture, building the architecture that can allow for a cultural initiation, for a whole culture of people to wake up to their great potential. And that's where we're at right now. So, that would be my success.
I think one of the things, you know, I liked on your website, you have a section that says volunteer half an hour for homelessness for 40 days, where you literally go to your calendar and you take 40 days and you go, okay, for the next 40 days, a half hour every day, I'm going to blast this this group and what you guys are doing out on my social media. I think that is a fantastic way for people across the country who might not have a connection they can give you or might not have money they can spend. They can certainly help this cause by getting the word out there socially. And that's a beautiful way to do it, and a great commitment, easy to do. You do it in your spare time. You figure out what time of day works for you, and you make the commitment half an hour to blast out what's going on with your organization through social media.
Thank you.
I had a quick question. Were you guys able to watch the MTV Awards, and did you get to see what Miley Cyrus did?
Did not.
I heard about it. I didn't watch the awards.
Okay. Are you familiar with what she did as far as how she had a homeless guy? Actually, Janie knows the story much better than I do.
She went to one of the local shelters and found a gentleman that would represent the 54,000 homeless people in the Los Angeles area. And if she won the award, she was going to have him get up on stage and accept it so that he could be, you know, have a platform for the homeless in Los Angeles. So she did win the award. He did go up on stage and he said, I want to say he was like 24 years old, something like that.
Yeah, he had been homeless for a while.
He had been homeless for a couple years. He had come to Los Angeles, like many people do, to get into the entertainment industry, and that he was accepting the award on behalf of the 54,000 homeless kids in Los Angeles that have basically come for the entertainment industry. He named the organization where Miley had found him and said, please go to Miley's Facebook and donate to this organization if you, you know, want to get involved. And the next day on the news in LA here, they said that they had raised over $200,000 overnight as a result of that effort.
Wow, that's a great story.
Really,
yeah,
cool.
I just thought that was amazing. And I think what's so amazing about it is that she took her position and took a positive stand, just similar to what Jason is doing and everyone else that you have involved, the celebrities that you have involved. They're taking their status, if you will, and just putting it forward to a great cause. So I really respect a lot of people, musicians and actors alike, that are doing that. And I want to add to that you don't need to be someone at that status to make a difference. You know, you can be an everyday person who just gets involved, and that's all it takes, is someone just to get involved and start this.
Right.
And I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. I think it's a great idea. I do truly believe, being a musician myself, that music is extremely healing and can empower people beyond your thoughts. I mean, music moves you in so many different ways, and it touches your soul and can really shift a person into doing some great things. So I think it's a great thing that you guys are doing, combining these two things.
We love what you and Janie are doing as well, Tony. So thank you guys.
You know,
can't do it without each other.
We got a first. We got a bird's eye view on how music helps change the thought pattern. We talk quite often because we spend a lot of time at the Los Angeles jails, and we spend a lot of time there entertaining. Let me clarify that. But what the officers there tell us, and we only sing positive music when we go there, and you know, things like basically telling people, if you want to shift how your mind is thinking, well, then you have to take control and do that on your own through some of these vehicles and some of these tools, which can be positive music. But what the guards say when we leave is that we never see the reaction of people in the prison here that we see when you guys come, because the other bands that come don't do positive music. They just do music. And although the prisoners enjoy the music, we see reaction when they listen to your music. They cry, they laugh, they react, and then we see the reaction for weeks and months to come. And Tony and I on the streets have had people walk up to us and say, hey, I remember you guys. You came and performed for me when I was in prison, and you really, you know, shifted my thought with what you were singing and the words that you said. So we know firsthand that the power of positive music shifting the mindset is definitely something that happens really strong, and you guys putting that into action on the streets is just a beautiful thing.
Well, we would love to collaborate with you guys, you know, in the future on you know, any type of creative projects we can come up with together.
Totally, brother. We are in.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I totally believe in your cause and what you're doing. And again, I think the power of music and the way you guys are using it. Now, you guys are doing this in five different cities. Tell us where you're currently at and where you want to be, because we have listeners across the country. So tell us where you currently are. I believe you're in San Francisco right now. Is that correct?
San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Yeah. And we are, you know, we are looking to get into as many cities, you know, as possible. So if you have listeners anywhere in the United States, please, we'd love to talk to you if you have access or connections with local papers. You know, we've been in building infrastructure for the last 12 months, so we've been scaled down and really focused locally. You know, it's been what's been able to allow us to move to the next level our eyes on the prize. So,
What's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys?
Through our website, and 415-488-5505 is a number that they can call as well.
Okay, I'm going to have you repeat that one more time.
A little slow. 415-488-5505.
And then your website address?
It's harmonichumanity.org.
And do you guys have a Facebook also?
You can just type Harmonic Humanity, it'll come up.
Yeah, and you can, when you go to the website, on the upper right corner, you'll see, you know, the icons for Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And
excellent. Well, I want to thank you guys for being part of our show, and keep up the great work. We'd love to have you guys check back in with us within the next couple of months as you move forward into these different projects, as you get your book out and you move into you move into your third CD that you're about to put out, but also the book and everything else that you're doing. Again, I applaud you guys for the efforts that you've been doing. Keep moving forward. Keep grabbing those celebrities to get involved. And I know, you know, as you get these type of people involved, it just spreads that much quicker. And I think it's just a great thing. I can't speak enough about it.
Well, you guys, I just want to acknowledge you guys as well. I mean, you're really doing the hero's work of actually going into the prisons and providing those individuals with positive music and affirmations that can, you know, that stays with them, obviously, you know, for years to come. That gentleman that, you know, came up to you guys on the streets. I mean,
right. What
a beautiful affirmation that you're doing, that you're in the heart of your hero's journey, and you're the heart. Again, it's the, you know, it's the both the initiation, there's, you know, there's the separation, initiation, return, right? So
right. They're
initiating themselves with your work, and then they're returning back, and they're sharing their stories. Wow, you know, I heard this wonderful lyric, and it really guided me. I had one mantra that they were, you know, in their main chorus that I held in my heart while I was in prison. And you're doing the work, you're doing that work. And I feel that as we all come together, as we all share, as we all collaborate, and we, you know, with our social artistry and our social healing work, that we rise together and we grow together. And that is the, that is the conscious revolution. And thank you for being the heroes of your own narrative.
Thank you. Really sweet. Thanks for acknowledging that.
Appreciate that very much. So every week, what we like to do is dedicate a song to our guests. And this week, we are going to send the song out, Empower Me, because what these guys are doing is empowering all these homeless people to take a stand for themselves and teaching them how to fish as opposed to buying them a fish. And I thought this song was very appropriate for that. So this is Saint Tone, Empower Me.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night, since my thoughts changed. Veil's been lifted from these eyes like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. Empower me, now I see it's always up to me, it's up to me. It's always up to me. I believe. I believe. And if I fall a long way, I know there's things that I change, make things right. And if I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try, and I'd just take flight. Empower me, now I see it's up to me. It's up to me. Empower me, now I see. So it's up to me. Yeah, me. It's every strong belief creates our lives. Voices are the choices. Inside, inside.
So that was Empower Me by Saint Tone. You can find that song at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com. That is all the time we have for this week. I want to thank our guests once again, Harmonic Humanity. Check them out. They're doing some great things around the United States, and I know they're eventually going to want to push this around the world. So get involved. See if you can how you can help out. We will see you next week. Peace.
Humanitarian Radio. Shouting out some good news for your soul.